Almighty, Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come with no power of ourselves, but totally depending upon Thee, because You got all power in Your hand. You can do anything but fail. Thank You for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul receive a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without You. Now let me say what You want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, You got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, again we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just good to know Jesus for yourself. It's just good, I said, to know Jesus for yourself. I'm not getting another, I'm right, all that. I'm not getting enough response on that. I said, it's just good to know Jesus for yourself. Regardless of what the world may be saying, you know for yourself. You know for yourself. Because the world, they talking. But we know. Good to know Him. Our series, we're still on, number 3. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 3, when will Jesus come back? And why? And why? That's not what we call a Christmas message. I don't break series. McLean brought y'all Christmas message. I got a message too, and it's still Jesus' message. We're supposed to let days control us. We praise Him and talk about Him anytime and anywhere. And at all occasion, turn your Bibles, if you will, to Matthew, the 24th chapter, beginning at the 32nd verse, if you will. Matthew 24, 22 through the 39th verse, if you will. When will Jesus come back and why? Number 3. Now learn the parable of the fig tree, when his branch is yet tender, and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all of these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, But my words shall not pass away. But of the day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven. But my Father only. But as the days of Noah was, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that was before the flood, they was eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. One thing about Jesus. He told us to watch. Watch what, Reverend Walker? Watch the sign that I told you gonna happen right before I come. Watch the sign. No man knows the day or the hour. No man know that. But I'm giving you signs to watch. To watch. Watch the signs I give you. Not what men give them, but what I give you. I know. I'm the one. All this in my hand. I know. Just suppose. Everybody say just suppose. Just suppose. God make an announcement where the whole world can hear it. Everybody on earth will hear it. And say, Jesus is coming back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Everybody that not ready, I believe they'll try to get ready. That's to be a voice where the whole earth hear. They'll know that's not one man talking in a sense. That's not human talking. That's God talking. Everybody can hear at the same time. It'll be some postponing things. You ain't gonna be at the party. No, God, no, Lord, huh? You must have heard that voice. But my brothers and sisters, it's just like a voice because this is God's word. The only thing we don't know the day nor the hour. But he gave us signs of his coming. And we can see signs. Some of us don't pay no attention, but we can see signs of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on his way. Listen at your pastor. Tell your neighbor, listen at your pastor. Regardless of what folks are saying and what happening, God gave you pastors. And those that he gave, he will not ignore them. Remember that. And we ought to warn the folk. Watch over the folk's soul. We ought to help watch over souls. What Jesus put in our charge. Jesus gave us time that we can identify with his coming. And my brothers and sisters, are we living in the last time? Amen. Are we living in the last days?
Oh, yes.
I believe it's more signs of Christ's second coming that we see in this generation than any other time in history.
Yes.
I mean, in other time in history. And my brother and sister, the Bible gave signs of Jesus' first coming in the Old Testament, but they missed them.
Uh-huh.
I said he gave signs.
Amen.
Of his first coming. But the majority of the folks still, what? Missed. Oh, my. They missed them. They weren't paying no attention to what God said. God don't just have his Bible written and we just put it on a coffee table and let it sit or put it on a shelf. You better read it. It's God's Word. It's God's Word. And my brothers and sisters, when Jesus got here, he rebuked the Pharisees and other leaders of his day because they failed to recognize the coming of his time. They missed the sign. They failed to recognize the sign of his coming. I'm talking about the first coming right now. They failed. He rebuked them. Because they didn't pay his sign no attention.
Amen.
The smart men, they can see skies and know it's going to rain. And God gave that knowledge to them. And all that way to get knowledge now. And yet still, they couldn't discern the coming of Jesus. And he went far enough to rebuke them. Because they didn't watch and recognize the sign. Paul, get your Bible and look at Matthew 12, 38 through 41. Gave us signs. No, we don't know the date. We know, but watch this right here. He rebuked these leaders because they want a sign. And God already gave them a sign. Read, Paul.
Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee.
We will see a sign. After Jesus told them, show us a sign. We will see a sign. The only way I'm going to believe it, I've got to see a sign. Always remember, my brother and sister, it's a faith walk with Jesus Christ. It's a faith walk, not so much a sea walk. See, we already believe what the Bible said. But he told us to be alert and watch for his coming. But we already know in the spirit he is coming. Now, I'm not bragging. I hope some of y'all up here are not bragging about what I'm finna say now. They said they think they saw Noah's Ark. He can see it if he want to. I already know it was an ark. I ain't got to see nothing. Y'all getting my point, don't you? Somebody said a year ago, they found Jesus' bones. They ain't found no Jesus' bones. You found some bones, but not Jesus' bones. I'm not boasting. Ain't nobody got to show me nothing. This Bible said he is the Son of God. This Bible said he is coming back. I believe he is coming back. This is the kind of faith God wants us to have in him. Got to show you something. Pharisees, show us. Show us. Jesus, I already showed you something. One stripped the 16th chapter of John. They were trying to get kind of trap him in a trap. Catch him off. How can they catch him off? Catch Jesus off when he already know everything. Show us a sign. Read on, Paul.
He answered and said unto them,
yeah,
an evil and adulterous generation
seeketh
after a sign.
Yeah.
And there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas.
What do you call him? What? Adulterous what? God of my even what? Seeketh after what? Sign. God Almighty. One scripture say, y'all can design the sky. When it's red in the day, you know it's going to be a pretty day. Early in the morning, it gets red and see cloudy, you know it's going to rain. But you can't design the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You got some knowledge. See, watch this now. See, God one gave them the knowledge where they can design. Nobody knows when it's going to rain but God. But he gave them knowledge to help us. He can take the knowledge from them. Sometimes he fool us. I mean in left field sometimes. But he think he got so much of sense. He can have things by himself. Just when Jesus rebuked him, you can discern the sky, but can't discern my coming. God Almighty. But the sign of the prophet Jonah, God Almighty, where he going to be in the grave 3 days. Jonah stayed in the fish mouth and fish belly how many days? He said, just like Jonah. Stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. I'm going to be in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. That was a sign right there. Jonah was a sign.
Yeah.
Design that. But you don't want to design nothing spiritual, but design that.
Amen.
But they want him to show a sign. They want to see a sign kind of like Moses with plagues and show us a sign. Elijah called out fire from heaven. Show us. They want to make a fool out of God. Gonna make a crank out of God. How can you fool God?
Amen.
God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly,
listen,
so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
Amen.
This what you better discern. He already done told you, but you missed it. Well, sometimes we don't know what the Old Testament is all about sometimes. Ain't that right, y'all? You know, it be signed most times of the coming Messiah.
Amen.
And that's what one of them. I'll be in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. Nobody can hold me there. I'm going to get up when I feel like it. He got up when he felt like it. When he felt like it. Because he gone. Read on, Paul.
The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation. And shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas.
Watch this now.
And behold, a greater than Jonas is here.
God Almighty. The crowd that Jonas preached to, all of them got saved. And that same crowd one day gonna judge those that he was talking to. What are you saying? Did you not know we gonna judge angels one day? I'm talking about the saints of God. God Almighty. When Jonah preached, a whole city was saved. God Almighty. But y'all can see the skies and all that. But here's somebody standing before you.
Hallelujah.
It's greater than a Jonah. What are you trying to say? One preacher preached and the whole city saved. I'm greater than Jonah. The whole world don't know me. Or receive me up, turn me down. But I'm God. I'm greater than everybody ever walked this earth. And y'all can't discern me. God Almighty. Nobody lacking. Look at your neighbor and say, nobody lacking. Sometimes when folks try to get you to prove something about your salvation, don't let them make a crank out you. Just go and tell them you just get saved. That's all you do.
don't get you all upset. You ain't got to prove nothing. Just live Christ. That's all you do. See, Christianity is really a lifestyle. Just like when we were crazy, Jesse, at a, making a fool out of ourselves. Thought we were hitting on something. You know, but now we just live for Christ. It's just a lifestyle now. A lifestyle. Christ-like now. You ain't got to put on. You ain't got to make no show for yourself. Just live what? Christ. You ain't got to make no show for nobody. Be yourself. God of mine. Read on, Paul. That's it, Paul. Paul said, that's it. Well, Paul, go to Matthew 3. 1 through the 3rd verse, then skip the 11th verse. Hallelujah.
In those days came John the Baptist,
God of mine,
preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
In those days. Now, John was a sign. God of mine. That's right, but Kelly, see, John was a sign also. They missed that. Want a sign. You missed the sign. Show us a sign. I had them before you, but you missed them. Read on, Paul.
Saying, repent ye.
God of mine.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yeah. Repent ye. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If it's at hand, Brother McCare, you can reach it. It's just that close. That's what you're saying. It's at hand. Jesus, just that close. In other words, it's hand reach. Let you know, that's how close his coming is. God Almighty. He at the door right now, in our day, his second coming, I believe from the depth of my heart, he at the door right now. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.
Wasn't that a sign? They cut that man head off. They cut John the Baptist head off. Cut his head off. Ain't that something? I'm trying to let you know I'm making a way straight because there's a bad joker coming on in here. You may cut my head off, but you ain't gonna bar his head. And if you cut it off, he got nothing to put on it. Lord have mercy. You can't do nothing with this. I'm just making a way straight. Prepare you for the one who gonna save this world. But they missed it. It was a sign, but they what? Jesus gave sign. Read on, Paul. Go to the 11th verse for me.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Yeah.
But he that cometh after me is mightier than I.
Yeah.
Whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
God Almighty. That's the sign. God, I baptize you with what? Water don't save nobody. See, you can get some water, but man don't have saving power. Man can baptize his body, but he can't baptize your soul. That means Jesus said, I'm spirit. Your soul is spirit. Your spirit is spirit. So it got something to do with what spirit in heaven. I know the spirit. I am spirit. You don't know about my spirit. I don't know you. But God knows everything. Oh, boy. Sometimes folks say, the realm, I'm saved, but I'm got to be baptized. That's right. I said, you still saved. I said, but be baptized being obedient. Now, water doesn't save nobody now. You be baptized 1,000 times without being saved by confessing Jesus Christ as Lord. That's what saved you. Not water. If water saved folks, we'll throw them in the water. But water does not save a man. It shows the obedience to God that I identify myself with Christ. That's all water does. I've identified myself with Christ. When they baptize folks, notice when they baptize. They baptize you. Notice what they do. They put a towel over your face or their hands. They do that to cut your wind off. Now you put your hand over your nose and mouth. Hold it about 10 minutes. You ain't gonna hardly breathe no more. When you see the preacher do this, he letting you know he identifying yourself with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. So when they do this, like them, that means I'm dying with Christ. Then they take you under the water. That means I'm buried with Christ. And then they bring me up. I'm what? Alive with Christ. So water don't save nobody. The man, the thief on the cross, he was never baptized. He said, this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise. So you be baptized because you're showing obedience to Christ. Because he said do it. So he gives signs. God Almighty. Somebody mighty than John. Somebody mighty than John the Baptist. He's I like the way John put it there. John said, I'm not even worthy. Boy, that's something. Can I stop a minute? Y'all ain't got to go nowhere anyway. Can I stop a minute? Think now. I know we read fast, Brother Will, but think. Now think what John said. Think what John said, I'm not what? Worthy. I don't even fit to even get down to even unlace his shoe. All John has said, it's an honor for me just to unlace his shoe. Because the God we serve doesn't need nobody. He don't wear no shoes anyway. Since he was in the flesh, God came in flesh, so he had some sandals on. And John said, I'm not even wood. Just stoop down to unlace his shoe. And we think we somebody. Think we hitting on something. Walking his chest all poked out. And let go are gonna miss us. Now you in bad shape. I said you in bad shape. If I'm talking to somebody, you in bad shape. I don't care what you doing. I don't care how important it is. I don't care if folks got to live because you live. But I tell you one thing, you ain't hitting on nothing. God can get a gnat to take your job. Y'all didn't hear what I said. I said a gnat. I don't care what you're doing. I said he can get a gnat to take my job. I get by myself sometimes. You all get by yourself sometimes. And just say, Lord, I just thank you for using a nobody like me. Ain't never been nothing. By your grace of what I am. John said, I'm not worthy. And Jesus brags on John. He said, when a better man that came out of mama womb better than John the Baptist. A man ain't have a three-piece suit. He ain't have no, what do you call them, Adam? I'm going to shoes, y'all, high-priced shoes you buy, Paul. And McLean, y'all got a high-priced shoes. I catch my shoes on sale plenty of time, you know. My wife bought these I got on. Well, I catch them on sale. Not on time, but think. Here, John the Baptist, Jesus. Bragged on him. Jesus preached his eulogy. Well, look at Lord have mercy. Who got all power in his hand and never bought John a pair of shoes. Didn't never buy him no suit. He got camel hair to cover himself up in. And God trusted brag on him. And let us know something, Jesse. He said, clothes don't move God. I'm sharp. But let your soul be sharp. God ain't worth my sharp. But let your soul be sharp with God. They missed the sign. I forgot where I'm at. They missed the sign. Sean said, I'm not worthy. Make the way straight for him. Get me out the way. I'm not throwing off. I know folks listen. That's their business. I'm just talking now. This is me. You want to shoot me, shoot me. But now, this, sometimes you see signs and, you know, signs on the streets. And you got the preacher and pastor and his wife. See, you can, folk don't want to see us. Folk want to know about Jesus. See, it's not about us. It's about the Christ. It's about the Christ, not us. All that, you can put some writing up there. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Not about us. It's about the Christ. John said, I'm not worthy. Unloose his shoes. And my brother and sister, even the Son of Man, he feels something. He feels something coming. God Almighty. They sense something coming. They see something coming. They believe something coming. They looking for something to happen to this world that they cannot understand. Amen. Listen at them. I know you watch television, but listen how they talk. They waiting on something. They see something, but something they don't understand. I said the worldly folks. Not the saints, but the worldly folks. And they are disturbed about it. Son of man, the ungodly man, right now he's disturbed. Because the angels of the Lord on his way back, and they know something's going to happen, but they don't know what's going to happen. And they disturbed. That's the difference. The one that's saved and looking for him, we rejoice. Because we know what's going to happen. But those that don't know Jesus disturbed because they don't even know what don't happen, but they know something to happen. God Almighty. But they can't discern what's been to happen. They can't visualize what's coming Because it is beyond their understanding. And they are frightful, they are fearful, and they just plain old scared. They don't understand spiritual things. God of mine. And my brother and sister, in other words, the worldly folks are trying to prepare themselves for something that they don't even know what's coming. But they're trying to prepare themselves for something. Because they know something coming. They sense something coming. And it is much more than global warming. They're putting on everything. This, that. Oh, there's something else coming beyond global warming. Oh, boy. The saints ought to rejoice. You read your Bible, you'll find out where saints prayed for his coming. Even John, in the last book, even so, come on, Lord Jesus. God Almighty, we pray for his coming. Paul prayed for his coming. Bless his holy name. So in these last days, the ungodly man, he troubled. I promise you, he troubled. And my brother and sister, in other words, he sees something. He kind of come up with everything. He's not on target even close. Watch it now. Watch it. Watch the ungodly man. Just listen at your pastor. Watch the ungodly man. And my brother and sister, stop being deceived in these last days. When people are giving dates of Jesus' second coming and trust to holler doom day. I bet some of you guys, don't tell the truth. They're going to tell the truth. How many got scared? They're going to tell the truth. Ain't nobody going to laugh at you. They're going to tell the truth. He said, yes, we are. Okay. Go. Let us know. Let's see you. I want to see you. Who got scared? I ain't going nowhere tonight. I'm going to see you. I'm going to sleep with my clothes on tonight. It may be. Scared! Doom day. What is a doom day? God Almighty. Tell me what is a doom day. God Almighty. The Bible does not give no fixed date of Jesus' second coming. But he told us to watch and be ready. He said, watch and be ready. And my brother and sister, the devil set doom day to put doubt in the people's mind with unbelief that Jesus' second coming is all false. To discourage the real church with doubt by saying, you won't be ready, Jesus is not coming back. Putting doubt in the church mind. These lies put doubt in church, weak-minded church folk mind who don't know about the coming of Jesus. The devil ain't about to be no fool, he's a deceiver. Set dates to fool folks. Set dates to trouble the church. They ain't about to trouble me. I'm not boasting about it. They ain't about to trouble me. If he come back, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't let this bother you. You know you say, stand still. He told you, read the Bible, study the Bible about his coming. You'll see, all this just stuff to get you trouble, to get you discouraged, all that kind of stuff. Don't pay no attention to what folk bring dates. Now, let me tell you what a doom day really is, since you want to know. A doom day is when a person dies without knowing Jesus as your Savior. That's a doom day. That means you doomed forever. That's a doom day. when a man dies without knowing who Jesus as his Savior, that's a doomed day forever. Lord Almighty. That's what you call a doomed day. Dying without Jesus. Bless his holy name. And Jesus is the Savior. He come here to stop the doomed day. That's what he's here for, to stop the doomed day by getting us born again. So if you die without Christ, it's doomed day. Always remember that. It's doomed. So doomed day is dying without Jesus. Say, go on, but Pastor. That's his holy name. Every child of God needs to know something about the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The devil wants us to be ignorant about it. Wants us to be ignorant about it. They think everything just going to go on. It will give you courage and confidence, and you won't be afraid. God Almighty, to know that Jesus have everything under his control. I promise you, he got everything under his control. Don't commit suicide. Jesus is our hope for tomorrow. Notice what happened now. So many folks commit suicide. Shooting up other folks, then shoot themselves. Why are you messing with other folks? You want, you tired? Don't shoot yourself. He won't just kill somebody else with him. I reckon, but you know, but go on, leave other folks alone. But sister, wait, you know what? When you see a man kill himself and kill himself, he can't help it. What you mean about what he possessed with demons? He demon possessed. And man is no match with a devil by himself. He got to have the Lord on his side to fight the devil. Walking to the devil. You walk up to the devil without Jesus. The devil slap you 50 times. You can't do nothing about it. You better know what you get you. When you ain't got Jesus, you better leave the devil alone till you get Jesus. But me is in the book of Acts. They call something, don't cast demons out of somebody. Yeah, two folks they never met Jesus before. But they call they're gonna cast them demons out of somebody. Them demons looked at them. Said, Paul, we know. Jesus we know, but we don't know who you are. Did you know what? Them demons jumped into them men. Them men run down the street with their clothes off. Well, but let me say this, though. See, but when you got Jesus, you better listen to that. When you got Jesus, he cannot jump on you. He can't come in that house because it's already occupied. He's looking at see, oh, no, just like we all demons right here, you know, and just for a while, okay? We all demons here for a while, you know, and I'm going over here, you know, and I'm going over here and check this fellow here. And I come back and say, hey, man, that killer ain't got no Jesus in him, is he? And let's go get him. And then one of y'all said, that fellow got Jesus in him. You can't do nothing with him, he got Jesus. I didn't know that. Yeah, he got Jesus. See, he ain't about to jump in now. Because he know he can't do nothing with Jesus. The devil can lead you astray in a sense, but he can't jump in you. If you don't watch yourself, that means that's that it works. But he won't lead you astray. Won't lead you away from righteous. He always at the Paul said, every time I want to do good, evil is always present. He always there. I said, he always there. Just in case you don't want to do right, he there. He can't make some time to do nothing, but Jesus, but the devil sits up there all the time. All the time. That's why he had to pray all the time. Sit there all the time. Just in case you don't want to do right,
the devil said, here I am. But if we resist the devil, he will do what? Sleep. You ain't got to do what he said. He ain't going to be what? I can't get this man to do nothing. I'm the devil trying to make him do something. Hey, man, y'all go and steal that car, man. Y'all go steal that car, man. All that talk trying to get him to steal that car. And steal the car, okay? If he go steal the car, now he go over there and try to get the car. But the Holy Spirit will stop. I don't know what reason he may want to go, but man told me to go. But first of all, you'll think. Now, I know I'm not right. The devil always try to push you to do wrong. The Holy Ghost won't let you see you wrong before you do it. But we go right on and do it to get our own self in trouble. You got yourself in trouble yourself. So you can't put things on God when you do it to your own self. God already let you know it's wrong. It's wrong. Then when you get in, oh Lord. Oh boy. Bless his holy name. So my brothers and sisters, the devil is no match with Jesus. So the world sees something coming and they don't know how to handle it. Take some courage. Know Jesus for yourself. Don't commit suicide. Stand up for Jesus Christ. And my brothers and sisters, the real saints of God know the end of the story because it has gotten close to the end. And we can see the proof of Jesus coming because the tragedy that in this evil world get worse and worse. We can see it. We can see it come. He already told you about what's going to happen before he come. That before he come, he already told you. And we can see why all these tragedies happen because we see the end of Jesus coming. So don't, I told y'all, I keep on telling you, don't be surprised of nothing happening now. I've been told, don't be surprised of nothing. Oh, boy. This world doing everything but right. God Almighty. So don't be surprised or nothing. Because the Bible have already been written. The Word of God already written. So don't be surprised or nothing. God not surprised. Because the whole plan is God and not Satan and not man. It is God's whole plan. What's going to happen to man? God got this thing under his wing and nobody else. So the world is living in fear now. Hear your pastor. Say, listen at your pastor. Lord, have mercy. And my brothers and sisters, what wrong and what happening in these last and evil days? What wrong and what happening? Tragedies everywhere now. I mean, every time you turn the TV on, tragedies. Watch this now. And will continue to be more regular and more dangerous. More severe. Time coming to an end. You can believe me if you want to.
Amen.
Watch it now. Watching television. I listen at people. Everybody has their own answer to the world problem. Notice they have their own answer to the world problem. We need this. We need that. We need to do this. We need to stop this. We need to start that. Everybody saying something. They are acting the expert, intelligent, smart, and special people to search for a solution for the gun problem. I know y'all watching television. Say amen.
Amen.
For a gun problem. They are saying that we have a gun problem. God Almighty, a gun problem. My brother and sister, man does not have a gun problem, but he have a heart problem. It's not the gun, it's the man heart. Man heart needs to be changed.
Good is not the only thing killed, folks. If this is 38 right here, can I use F-38? If this is 38 and it's loaded, if my hand don't bother, it'll stay right there until Jesus come back. The devil can't make that gun do nothing. But he can make the man hard do something. That's what's wrong. Man hard got to be changed. If I want to kill Skip, can I say Skip? If I want to kill Skip, I ain't got to have no gun. I didn't want to kill him. God, I'm going to get you out of here, boy. So I ain't got to have no gun and get him out of here. We are looking at guns. I can walk up on and stab and cut his throat. Set a bomb for him. Hit his right here with a poker out. Anything. I ain't got to have no gun to kill nobody. It's not the gun, it's the man. Yeah. Paul said, we can pardon him anyway. You know, anyway, I know. You got to kill, you know, your wife or her husband. You can pardon, ain't that right? You better not do nothing like that. I'm trying to get you to see a point. It ain't got to be no gun. What happened, Reverend Walker? The devil deceiving the world. The devil deceiving the world. Put up the gun. And folks still don't get killed. Put up the gun. Folks still don't die. Oh, boy. I feel sorry for him sometimes. I just feel sorry for man sometimes. His heart got to be changed. Heart of my... Notice, my brother and sister, the fear got man buying up guns. For what? What did they buying up? What, they finna fight a war? What they buying up guns for? I heard somebody building something going down in the earth and you can, they're going to charge you to go in and call yourself going to be safe when the doom day comes, all that kind of mess. The devil got them doing everything but the right thing. Oh my. Notice, my brothers and sisters, the fear got man doing everything but right. He being deceived by the devil. And my brother and sister, the weapon to fight the devil with is the word of God. That's number one, it's the word of God. And number two, he got to obey it. He got to obey it. I know the word, but you got to obey it to rule the devil. You got to obey it. The devil can't do nothing with the word of God. He got to recognize the word of God. Oh, boy. He got to recognize the word of God. And God gave us the weapon, but we the ones got to use them like God said use them, not like we want to use. Yes, know it. You got to do it. And my brother and sister, notice now, Adam and Eve only protection was from the devil, God's word, and obedience. He ain't telling nothing else. The word of God and obey. He ain't give them no weapon. He ain't give them nothing. And you won't die if you do what I said. Heart of mine. That's what God wants to do. See, this is how you fight the devil with the word of God and obey the word of God. Notice now, my brother and sister, Adam and Eve only had just only protection. Well, why did Adam and Eve do what they done? They was deceived. You can know the word and still be what? Deceived. But when you know the word, then you know it's the devil. But when you don't know the word and don't study the word, the devil deceived folks going and coming. Come on, Christians. They was deceived. God told them, the day you eat off that tree, that fruit, that's the day you're going to die. That's all God told and left them. So he said, and left. So same thing. That same thing. That same thing works right now. Obey the word of God. That same thing working right now. A man got to be changed in his heart. Got 5 more minutes. And my brother and sister, we are listening at everybody but God, who knows his work from the beginning to the ending. And my brother and sister, according to God's word, the sad part about it, sorrow and tragedy won't get any better but worse. That's the sad part about it. It's going to get worse. I'm not no doom preacher. I'm going by what this back here said.
Amen.
And God can't lie. Right. What you see don't get worse. It ain't about to get no better. I said, not. If it get any better, God done told a lie. That means we ought to get ourselves kept up in Christ. Because we haven't seen nothing yet. I done told you, I'm keep on telling you, we haven't seen nothing yet. Now listen at the word of God. Paul, get 2 Timothy for me right quick. May it stop right there. 2 Timothy 3. 1 through the 2nd verse and 12 through 13. Watch this now. Watch what the Bible says. Listen at the Bible.
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Oh, dangerous times.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Listen.
Covetous, boasters, proud,
oh,
blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
Y'all, he said, this is going to happen in the last days. Ain't it happening right now? It's happening right now. When you see a fig tree put up a little chin to break, you know some are now. Some is just about here. The same thing. When you see these things right here, look up. He even at the door. I'm going to promise you again. I may be in heaven, buddy, but I'm promising it won't get no better. Evil men and seducers going to wax worse and worse. Evil, because they're leaving the law. Oh, boy. And it won't get no better. Look at 12 and 13 for me, Paul. Verses.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
God Almighty.
But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
That's the Bible. If you're a Bible reader, a Bible believer, you know it's going to happen. Watch this. And you're seeing it happening right now. Notice everything getting worse. It ain't going to get no better. Man trying to fix his own problem. He can't fix it. He needs the Lord to fix it.
Amen.
Man's heart needs to be changed. Now, they said, that night they want to give pistols to the teacher. Watch, it's going to be a trap. Watch, it's going to be a trap. He trapped his own self because he don't recognize Jesus. He did his own self messed up, trying to protect yourself. You can't protect yourself from the devil. God got to do it when you do what he said to. It's not about to get any better. I promise you. And I'm not a doom preacher, but the Bible said it. Believe the Bible. Don't look for it to get no better. You better try to get closer to the Lord and get your family closer to the Lord. That means you've got a pastor to let you know to watch these things, to watch over your soul. Oh, boy. Because it won't get any better. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, man is out searching for solution to solve his physical problem. God Almighty. He wants his physical body be all right. The physical thing all right. But he's been deceived by the devil. He don't know it. He being to see, oh, you can work it out. He can't work out nothing. And my brother and sister, man's problem is spiritual. And God gave his pastors, his preachers, and his church the solution for the world's spiritual problem. He gave it to us. Jesus Christ is the solution. Obey the word of God. The real saints of God, I'm talking to you right now. The real saints of God, let's stop fooling ourselves and get down to business with God. The worldly people are ignoring and making fun at us. They are ignorant toward Christ. And they want us to be ignorant also. They laughing at us. They are laughing at us. They making fun of our Jesus. They making fun of the Holy Ghost. They making fun.
Amen.
God Almighty. Oh boy. Hold on. I hate to stop right here.
Man.
Let me read two more scriptures. Y'all wait on me. Bless your heart. May God bless you. Watch this now. This is very important. I got that book because you forgot by the time I come back next Sunday. Some of you. Watch this. Watch this. The real saints of God. Don't let our bad lifestyle be an excuse for the Son of Man's salvation. Please don't. Now watch this. Jesus said, you are my witnesses. The world got to see Christ in us. We are his witnesses. The world must see right solution working in the church first. Now look at Acts 7 right quick, Paul. Acts 1 and 8. Now watch this, very important. See, the world don't know what right and wrong. They don't know nothing. When it comes down to Jesus Christ, we the one supposed to know. We the one. God is holding us responsible. The church. Before I get through the thing, you will see how the church going to end up. I mean it now. If you're saved, stay with Jesus. Read, Paul.
But
watch this now.
Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
God Almighty. We are his what? We are his what? He didn't say the angel was. He didn't say chicken was. He didn't say cows were. He said, we, the saints of God, his church, his real church, we are his witnesses. We the one got to show the world how to live. They don't know how to live. We are his witnesses. What they know? Nothing. They're trying to fight their own battle, but we know they can't fight their battle. I'm going to say this, I've got to go, because I want to get this on the radio too, you know. Now, watch next 4 years or both for a president.
Amen.
It's going to be like night and day. Watch. I still may say, I may be in heaven, but wherever. You said, he said it. Again, these young folks ain't thinking about no party. No Democratic, no Republican. They just want to do their own thing and make a living. And I believe it now. It doesn't mean God ain't told me nothing. I said, I believe it. I'm watching the end of the time. I believe we're going to stick with it. It's going to be Democratic. Watch. Democratic. That's going to still be Democratic. The next 4 years, the next 4 years. Watch. Just watch. Don't y'all see Jesus coming? Don't you see the change? You don't have to but read that Bible spiritually. and mean business. God will show you when you mean business with him. He'll let you see that. He said, watch my sign. Watch my sign. No, we don't know the day or the hour, but watch my sign. I ain't worried about no day or hour. I know he's coming. It'll be joy when he comes. Ain't no sadness. It'll be joy. Even so, come on back, Lord Jesus. Paul said, far better to be with the Lord than to be on this earth. Far better. I don't care what you don't live. You can't match what Jesus got for you. That's all I'm saying. Well, I wish I had another hour to preach it, but I'm not on.